Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House, in theory, out of nowhere, came out and is halting the permitting process for several proposed liquefied natural gas LNG export terminal projects over, they claim, their potential impacts on climate change. It's an unprecedented move that environmentalists have demanded in recent months. Now, I want you to understand that the reason why that the Biden administration came out with this late last week and now it's being written about, now people are talking about it, is not actually because of the environmental issue. That's the cover story here. This has also backfired quickly. And the reason why I say that is because the Washington Post has actually come out with a opinion piece. And this is the Washington Post, the hardcore Washington Post, liberal left Marxist communist newspaper that has now come out and said Biden's liquid natural gas LNG decision is a win for political symbolism, not the climate. Now, I'm going to get to that article in a minute, but I want you to understand the context of why this White House decided to announce this on Friday morning. The White House did not do this because of the environment. What the White House was doing, in my opinion, was putting sanctions on a state that they were angry with, which is an unprecedented move in political history, certainly in my lifetime. In fact, I went back to see, has the White House ever done anything this brazen to sanction a state because they don't like what a state in this country is doing on another issue? And you may say, okay, well, what is that other issue? It's a great question. The other issue deals with the state of Texas. And why did the Biden administration come out on Friday with this? They came out with this on Friday for one reason only. To punish Texas, to sanction Texas, because Texas has refused to comply with their demand, which is to stop securing the border. As you know, it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision said that the federal government can take down the barbed wire in Texas that's been put up across the southern border. To be clear, that 5-4 decision did not, let me say that again, did not order Texas to take down the barbed wire, and it also did not bar them from laying more barbed wire to protect the southern border. All it said was is that the federal government could cut or gain access to the border if they needed through to going through the barbed wire. Now, a lot of people in the media also lied about that story. And you, this may be the first time that you actually heard it the way that I just explained it to you. And so the Supreme Court in the 5-4 decision, there was a lot of people that were very angry with, I think it was Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett for siding with the liberals in this 5-4 decision. But if you read the decision, you understand what they said was it was an emergency decision. They didn't write an opinion. And to be clear again, they didn't say that Texas couldn't keep doing it. And they didn't say that Texas had to take up what they had already done. And they didn't halt them from doing any further securing of the southern border. They also sent this back to the lower court, and they're going to figure it out. And it may come back in to the Supreme Court in some capacity. So this is exactly why on Friday, the White House came out with this random, I would argue, out of nowhere, halting the permitting process for several proposed liquefied natural gas export terminal projects, because it was going to hurt specifically Texas. You want to know how many jobs it's going to impact? The initial numbers, and these are early numbers, are 70,000 jobs that are going to be affected because of this move by the White House. Now, this did not happen the way that the White House reported. The White House said this happened as a result of climate activists in recent weeks and months. The White House's climate team also reportedly made a crucial decision to delay approval of a major natural gas project called the CP2 as well. Why? This is no joke. This is what the news media is saying is the reason. They say the decision took place after the White House had a meeting with a 25-year-old social media influencer. And then key climate advisors and decision makers within the White House, after meeting with a 25-year-old, reportedly met with this TikToker, an actual TikToker from Colorado, who had organized an online campaign demanding that the administration kill this project. And the White House said, that's why we did it. I don't believe for a second that a 25-year-old killed this project. I believe the White House was so desperate for a cover story that they said it was a 25-year-old that they were listening to that helped them kill the project, because they couldn't admit honestly with the American people, with integrity, hey, we just sanctioned a major state in the United States of America for not doing what we told them to do, which was to stop laying barbed wire and stop securing the southern border. That's what this is really all about here. The Biden administration, by the way, not only is fighting against this liquid natural gas and fighting against Texas, but they're now fighting against the use of American natural gas employees. The pausing of this project alone, they say, will eradicate at least 70,000 jobs. Projects involving, by the way, billions of dollars that will also be disrupted. And there's something else that just happened because of this. Because these projects are going to be paused and stopped and not developed, do you know what they're also doing? They are also sending countless dollars, billions of dollars, to our enemy, Russia. The same Russian government that is invading and killing innocent people in Ukraine, the same Russian government that has their hands in terrorism in the Middle East, the same Russian government that sent literally millions of dollars through the richest woman in Russia, that Russian oligarch whose husband was the mayor of Moscow, who is best friends with Vladimir Putin, you know, those same Russians that sent $3 million to the Biden crime family, are now going to get their hands on billions of dollars in profit, not millions, billions of dollars in profit, which will then help them with their war effort and helping terrorists around the world. But the White House and the media is telling you, no, 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 this is really just about the environment. Now, there was an update to this story that happened, and I want to read for you another headline. It says the White House halts enormous natural gas projects in victory for environmentalists. The former FERC chairman said this isn't just bad policy, it's also bad politics. The White House halting the permitting process for several proposed liquefied natural gas export terminal projects over their potential impact on climate change, an unprecedented move environmentalists demanded in recent months. The article reads, In a joint announcement, the White House and Department of Energy said the pause would occur while federal officials conduct a, quote, rigorous environmental review, assessing the project's carbon emissions, which could take, you ready for this, more than a year to complete, meaning it would be after Election Day. Climate activists have been demanding and taking aim at liquid natural gas export projects in recent weeks, arguing that they would lead to a large uptick in emissions and worsen global warming. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm said, as our exports increase, we must review export applications using the most comprehensive up-to-date analysis of the economic, environmental, and national security considerations. This action includes a pause on pending applications for exports of U.S. natural gas as liquid natural gas to non-free trade agreement countries until the department can update the underlying analysis for authorizations. Okay, I know that Secretary Granholm didn't write that statement, and the reason why is it was actually well-worded, so she's out. So somebody else wrote it. And what I know that they were doing when they were writing to that statement to all of us is they were lying to us. And how do I know that? Because they said they were going to look at a comprehensive, up-to-date analysis on national security considerations. You don't need an exhaustive and comprehensive analysis to know that if you turn off these projects, the money is immediately going to flow out of Russia. And you know that it's going to go to China. And you know that China is also going to make money. Another one of our adversaries. So there's two really big problems here with this lie. The other thing that they also know is that pausing this is going to cost 70,000 plus jobs in an election year, which goes back to exactly what I said. They were sending a loud message to every other state in America that if you do what Texas is doing at the southern border, if you do what Texas has just done with the backing of 25 different governors who have sent aid and support and National Guard troops to help with the southern border in Texas, that we will do this to you next. We will find the industry that your state depends on, and we will punish you. If this was about national security concerns, you never would have made this ruling. You never would have made this announcement. And the reason why is because you already knew that the only person that was going to get rich off this was Russia, and that would allow them to be involved in more terrorism, and you would allow, and it would also enrich China. So if they gave a crap about national security, I assure you they would not have even thought about this project. So when you see the media and everybody that I've seen in the media, and I'm not trying to be mean, I'm being serious here, they have all gotten this story wrong. This is it. For the first time in our lifetimes, the United States federal government sanctioning the same way that we sanction Iran, the same way that we sanction the axis of evil back in the day after 9/11, the same way that we sanction Russia after they invaded Ukraine. The United States government under the Biden regime, it's not administration, it is a communist dictatorship. They have now sanctioned the people of Texas. Let that sink in, because this is what dictators and tyrants do. And this government, the Biden regime, just did this. And no one is reporting on it accurately. All right, I want to tell you real quick about Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're literally the only one. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks. What does that mean to you? It means you get the same coverage that you're accustomed to. But you're doing it without funding the left. You may not know that Big Mobile gives massive donations to Planned Parenthood, to Democratic candidates, causes, and organizations. Why give your money to a group of people that literally hate your values, hate what you stand for, hate your family traditional Christian values? That is why I switched to Patriot Mobile. And when you switch, you're sending a message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, as well as our military, our veterans, and our first responder heroes. They make switching easy. 100% U.S.-based customer service team, plus you can keep your same cell phone number or upgrade your phone to a new phone or keep the one you've got in your hand as well. And the most important part, every time you pay your bill, they take a percentage of your bill every month and give it back
to conservative causes that you help choose to support. So check them out, patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
So what did the White House do? They decided, and of course in the cover saying, oh, it's all about an environmental study that we're going to stop the liquid natural gas terminals that are being used, built in Texas. We're going to stifle them with 70,000 jobs that are going to be stopped in this country on top of that. All in an election year, and they say it could take well over a year, folks, to do their study. They also claim it was for national security reasons. If that was true, then you wouldn't have done this at all. And the reason why is because immediately the person that makes the most money because of this decision is communist Russia. But then again, in my opinion, they have the president compromised. Why do I say that? Because the Russian oligarch, the former mayor of Moscow's wife, sent it $3 million to the Biden crime family. These are the same Russians, of course, that they used claiming that Russia had colluded with Donald Trump. We know that never happened. And we know they know that because they made the story up and they paid to make the story up from the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee. Let me also say this because I just want to remind people of this Biden administration. This is another example of what I say and why I say the Democratic Party is dead. It doesn't exist. The Democratic Party is not a Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is a communist, socialist, Marxist party masquerading as Democrats. When you see the word, the D next to a candidate, when you see a Democratic primary take place, it's not a Democratic Party anymore. They are socialists and communists. They should just be called the Communist Party. And the sooner we all start to refer to them as that and just say what it is, because if you listen to what they say and you listen to and watch what they do, just like this, where they help communists in Russia and China and then take away 70,000 American jobs and sanction a state because that state refuses to give in, refuses to allow for unlimited number of illegal immigrants to come into their state, and terrorists, by the way, to come in their state, which I'm going to deal with in a minute, the number of terrorists coming across the southern border. And so because Texas stood up for their state rights, which they should, and every other state in America should, the Biden administration said, we will send you a loud and clear message. We will crush you, Texas. You minions, you peons, you little people of Texas. And we're going to send a message to you other 25 Yahoo governors who just sent your National Guards and your state troopers to Texas to help them at the border. We'll do it to you, too. We will find the industry that matters to you, and we will destroy you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it's going to hurt the economy in an election year that doesn't make sense politically. It's going to cut 70,000 jobs, and it may be even more than that when at the end of the day. And it's not for national security reasons, which they claim, because the two countries that immediately profit significantly in the billions of dollars from this decision is Russia. And now Europe is going to be in a bad spot, so they're going to be dependent on Russia, which gives Russia not just money but leverage over Europe because they have to have liquefied natural gas to keep the lights on. And also China. China's going to make a crap ton of money off this decision as well. And the only reason why they did this is because they were wanting to sanction the state of Texas for refusing to lay down and allow more terrorists on the terrorist watch list to come across our southern border. And I'm going to deal with those new stats coming out in a minute. But also, they wanted to send a message to every other state that is coming to the aid of Texas. And there are a lot of states coming to the aid of Texas right now, sending National Guard members and state troopers to help at the border. And they were sending a clear message to those other governors in those other 25 states. Do not screw with us. Because if you do screw with us, we will crush you the same way we are about to crush liquefied natural gas in Texas. This is a dictator, tyrant, communist move. That's what this is. Plain and simple. The other reason why you know they were lying to you is because they needed a cover story so quickly to justify this move on Friday, which is how you know they weren't planning on doing this until they needed to sanction Texas. And then they said, oh, it's because we met with a guy on TikTok who's 25 years old, and then we just had this moment of clarity, and we decided to change America's energy policy because of a TikToker that we met with who's 25. Like, I know they're dumb at the White House, but I know they're not dumb enough to listen to a 25-year-old TikToker and change our entire liquefied natural gas policy. They needed a cover story, and they couldn't find one. So they said, all right, well, we'll just use this 25-year-old kid. And the media will report it that way, and they're dumb enough to report it that way. And sure enough, guess what happened? The media reported the story that way. That is this administration. How easy it is, by the way, for them. It is easy. I mean, this is a joke. Like, they can make up anything they want to. They can make up things that are absurd, like, I don't know, Donald Trump was colluding with Russians with no evidence, right? And who's going to check them? Who's going to check them? Nobody. We need to stop calling the Democratic Party the Democratic Party. And one of the ways you have to fight is by telling the truth. You know, AOC and the squad, I actually like them. Some people have said we need to get them out of office and raise funds and fight against them. I couldn't disagree more. I love them there. You want to know why? Because they're actually man enough to tell you exactly what their intent is. A great example is the vote that just happened in the House, where they said that anyone that was involved in supporting and or planning the attacks on Israel that come into this country or in this country will be kicked out of this country, right? That's like that are immigrants. And there was two people that voted against it, just two. But you look at these, this vote was unanimous, right? This is not hard. If you're killing innocent people, if you're literally cooking children in a stove and you're beheading children, you shouldn't, if you're a part of that, you shouldn't be around, right? You shouldn't. And these lefties, they'll tell you and they'll sit there and go, no, we disagree with this. Like, they're not America first. They're in favor of the terrorists first, folks. Like, they are. Like, we need to understand and really get our head around this. This is who they actually are. Believe them. And I'm glad that we have the squad, because that's what the Democratic Party actually is. They're dead. They are communists. They are socialists. They are 100% terrorist sympathizers. Look at Cori Bush this week, and look at what she has done this week. Look at what she is. You know, just the example. She now says if you criticize her and the money that she was giving apparently to her husband for security and the investigation around her, they're like, oh, you're now a sexist, right? And racist if you criticize her. No, I'm not. I'm criticizing you because you misappropriated funds and you funneled them into basically your own pocket. You're a horrible human being. But they'll sit there and they tell you, and now I got the names because I was pulling up my notes, so I want to make sure I have this right. It was Cori Bush and Rashid Tlaib who opposed barring October 7th terrorists from the United States of America. Cori Bush, the Democrat from Missouri, and Rashid Tlaib, the Democrat from Michigan, were two votes against a bill in the U.S. House of Representatives on Wednesday that would ban Palestinians who joined in the Hamas terror attacks on Israel on October the 7th from entering the United States of America. I'm glad they're there. I'm glad they're there because that is the Democratic Party. The other Democrats are smart enough to be one of the 244. But Cori Bush and Rashid Tlaib are still the Democratic Party. That's who they are right now. And they're just saying, no, we're not going to even fake it. Now, think about these two people that are in our government. These two communists, these two Marxists, these two terrorist advocates, supporters are in the Democratic Party. And they are sitting there saying, no, we will not ban, we will not bar participants in the October 7th attacks on Israel. If you were an actual participant, not a supporter, I want to make that clear, not a supporter, but an actual participant in the October 7th attacks from entering the United States of America, and both of them said, hell no. By the way, there was another representative, a Democrat from Illinois, Ramirez, who voted present on the bill. So he's even like, nah, I don't know. Hold on. I might want some of these terrorists who killed innocent Jews allowed into the United States of America. Cori Bush and Rashid Tlaib, members of the squad. This is who the Democratic Party is. It's dead, and they're communists, they're socialists, they're Marxists. They said the bill was something they could not support, right? Because they support the terrorists. And by the way, there's many other Democrats who support the terrorists, who support Hamas, who will not denounce what Hamas did and will not denounce Hezbollah. We saw these other, by the way, Democrats. Let's go back to the universities. You had activists on college campuses that were chanting from the land of the sea, talking about exterminating Jews, who were chanting death to Israel, who were supporting the terrorists who cooked infant children alive in ovens, who raped women to death, who beheaded children. Infants were beheaded. Found in their bodies, found in their cribs. And I'm sorry if that makes you uncomfortable, me saying it, but imagine being the people who will not then denounce it, who are elected in our government. The Democratic Party is dead. They are dead. It doesn't exist. The party of even Bill Clinton back in the 90s is gone. Of Richard Gephardt is gone. Of Tip O'Neill is gone. That party is 7 feet under the ground, not even 6 feet. Like, it's settled some. We are now dealing with a Marxist party masquerading as Democrats until you get your head around the idea. And Marxists do, by the way, what they're doing right now. They support terrorists and they support changing a country through open borders, which, by the way, allow terrorists to come in across the border.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I want you to think about the southern border from one perspective only for a second. Not the logistical nightmares that happen once all these people come into this country. I want you to think about it from a national security standpoint. Do you want to know how bad it's gotten at the southern border? The number of terrorists that have been caught coming across the southern border has skyrocketed to the point now where Border Patrol apprehended 50 illegal immigrants on the terrorist watch list between October, November, and December of 2023. Now, that number skyrocketed right during the time when the terrorist attack happened in Israel. That number also skyrocketed at the exact same time that the FBI warned and the intelligence agencies warned of a Israeli-style attack, the Hamas attack on Israel, happening in America, which, of course, the media has completely downplayed. Now, you may say, well, Ben, it's 50 people. They caught them. Okay, let's deal with that. When you're on a terrorist watch list, you're not running to America's Border Patrol agents saying, here I am, give me my free stuff. You're actually trying to get across the border undetected. You're trying to be a what they refer to as a gotaway. Because you're on a terrorist watch list, and they know that they check it, you're on the terrorist watch list. So that if you're a terrorist trying to come across to the border, you are trying to come across undetected and then just disappear into the shadows in this country. To put it in perspective how bad it is right now, the fact that Border Patrol agents apprehended 50 illegal immigrants on the terror watch list between October, November, December, 3 months last year. Let me just explain to you the difference when Donald Trump was the president. In the 4 years that Donald Trump was president, from January to January of 2017 to 2021, there were a total of 30 such encounters under Donald Trump's secure border policy. We had 30 terrorists that came across the southern border that were caught on the terrorist watch list in a four-year period under the Trump administration. And under the Biden administration, we had 50 that were caught in the last 3 months of the year. Make sure you hit that subscribe, auto download, or follow button, especially if you're on Apple as the algorithms have changed. You're going to have to check and make sure you're still getting every episode. In that top right corner, if you're on an iPhone, make sure you hit that follow button and it goes to a check mark. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.